This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Is America suffering from affluenza? Actually, that is the title of a book published a number of years ago to define the problems of materialism in general and consumerism in particular. The authors say that the virus of affluenza is not confined to the upper classes, but has found its way throughout our society. Its symptoms affect the poor as well as the rich. Affluenza affects all of us, though in different ways. The authors go on to say that the affluenza epidemic is rooted in the obsessive, almost religious quest for economic expansion that has become the core principle of what is called the American dream. You know, anyone looking at some of the social statistics for the United States might conclude that our priorities are out of whack. We spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education. We spend much more on auto maintenance than on religious and welfare activities. And three times as many Americans buy Christmas presents for their pets than buy a present for their neighbors. Debt and waste are also showing skewed priorities. More Americans have declared personal bankruptcy than have graduated from college. Our annual production of solid waste would fill a convoy of garbage trucks stretching halfway to the moon. And we have twice as many shopping centers as high schools. The cure for the virus affluenza is a proper biblical perspective towards life. The only problem is this virus has infected many Christians, so we need to return to biblical priorities ourselves. Jesus tells the parable of a rich man who decides to tear down his barns and build bigger ones. He's not satisfied with his current situation, but is striving to make it better. Today, most of us have adjusted to a life of affluence as normal and need to actively resist the virus of affluenza. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Power of Three and Smith Global Media present Believe. One boy's decision to believe could change everything. Believe, rated PG, in theaters December 2nd. Believe.film.